Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to call this Economic Development Committee meeting to order here on Tuesday, September 4th. We have a full committee here today, so thank you all for being here. We will start off with item number one on the agenda, which is the approval of minutes from the July 2nd meeting. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second for approval. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Next agenda item is public comment, and this is the opportunity for members of the public to address the committee on any of these agenda items or anything else on your mind. So would anybody in the public like to make a statement? Come on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Will Haney, 316 Mallard Court, Mount Pleasant. This is for the next agenda item, and I think everybody knows we've had a really good staff. Sorry to see y'all leave, and I have this sneaking suspicion that it had something to do with them carrying around that flat mayor cutout, and now they're all gone. Nobody survived that, but thank y'all, and we had a great time during the bridge crisis and boosting business and all that, but this is a time for us to kind of reconsider what we need to do and where we need to go. You don't often get a clean slate like that. And I think to build on, not necessarily radically depart from what was being done, is a good idea. And as you know, I have the mayor's panel, economic and business development panel, and that's to be the 10,000 foot level view. And we have people, as we like to say, we've kind of branded it from boutiques to Boeing on that committee. So we'll have everything from Mount Pleasant, one owner shops, local shops, all the way to aerospace industry. So we want to look at what we do for economic development and our business development in general. And one of the things that some of the feedback I got from staff and including our scheduler is the town taking the role in all the ribbon cuttings. As wonderful as ribbon cuttings are, we might want to pass that off to the Chamber of Commerce, because the amount of staff time to schedule and confirm and do all of that is getting pretty intensive, which is a good problem to have. But I think that's more of a chamber function at which we are guests than a town function at which the chamber is a guest, because it is symbolic, which leads me to, if we can get on the substance instead of symbolism, I think we'll be doing a really good job for the town of Mount Pleasant as our economy changes and we grow our economy for the Mount Pleasant of the future. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mayor. Anyone else? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to the next item, which is a discussion regarding business development and tourism manager position. This was a position that Amy Livingston was in until just recently when she left employment. And so her vacancy provides an opportunity for the town, and we all received an email from our administrator posing some questions for us about perhaps moving forward, discern a direction for this position and for economic development strategy going forward. So, Mr. DeMar, I'll maybe turn it over to you to kind of preface this discussion what you meant for your email.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Good morning. Amy Livingston, who held the position of business development and tourism manager, did leave us. She did a good job for us while she was here, and we wish her very well. But as was stated, this presents us with a good opportunity to examine the position and to decide whether or not to continue in this along these same lines with the strategy, or to go in a different direction. And sort of to set it up, and you know this very well from being on this committee and with your own experiences, as well as from reading our strategy, and you know that from the economic development side of things, really that is sort of more an external function, and that we've been relying on some of our regional partners to promote economic development, meaning bringing in sort of the value add from outside. And internally, on the business development side, our approach really has been on developing and strengthening the relationships with business owners in town, the retention piece, and helping them to thrive, work their way through some of our governmental processes, planning and zoning, and things like that. you surely noticed and knew already that it's also mentioned in our economic development, business development strategy, the importance of, or the emphasis on quality and quality of life in Mount Pleasant. And how that's connected is that the attraction of human capital is perhaps as important as anything else from an economic development perspective. It's really the first time ever that people are now, that capital is moving to the location they want to live and then starting their business or growing it. Whereas in the older days, certainly days I remember, people would go where their job was first. Well, now that's, they're going where they want to live first and then branching out and starting their businesses there. So there's that component in our plan of attracting the human capital, and that goes a lot into what makes Mount Pleasant so special, and that is that just the quality of life. So the question to you is that, you know, before, it's my job to go ahead and fill the position, and I wanted to ask you beforehand, is this still the direction that you would like to pursue? Is it working for you? Is it not working for you? Is there a different direction that you prefer? And based on your comments and your feedback, I can take that, adjust the position description, and then go try to recruit the best person we can that meets your direction. So, sir, that's my general comments.
Great preface, a lot to discuss. We'll open up the discussion for anyone who would like to start.
I guess I can start.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Couple things. One, tourism is here. We have a lot of folks involved in the tourism industry here, and I'm not so sure that the town needs to manage tourism as much. But development of economic development, of business, and true economic development, you know, and I've suggested some things like buying land, letting the town control that land, go out and recruit, use the very idea that we have a piece of land, we can go out and recruit a business or an industry, and we have a place for them. You know, ultimately they would build the building, and you know, and then we could be on to something else. But at least we would have the basis for going out and trying to recruit an industry of some sort. And that's, I think we need to be deeper into that, because we know that we're going to reach build out, and you know, we don't want to have our only income stream as property taxes on homes. And we know, you know, tourists are going to come here, even if we weren't to spend a nickel in accommodations tax to try to get people, entice people to come to Mount Pleasant and the Charleston area, they're coming. You know, we may need someone to help with that, but I really do believe that ramping up the economic development a little bit more than we have is the thing to do.
Ms. Landon.
I'd like to start by saying that right after I was elected, one of the things I did was to meet with Amy, who was extremely instrumental in the following. When Amazon was looking for a new second location or third location or whatever it was not too long ago, it was said on the Business News Channel that one of the number one things is exactly what Mr. DeMora just said, which is that nowadays where the CEO or founder wants to live is probably one of the biggest determining factors. And so they looked at the fact that Jeff Bezos had already built a home right outside of Washington, D.C. Now, again, that was just an example, but I bring that up because what I asked Amy about was I had identified three different industries that seemed like great business industries to diversify our economy here in Mount Pleasant. We already know tourism, as Councilman Bustos has shared, is here and it's going to stay. We already know that healthcare, we have a lot of seniors, we have a lot of people, and we have a lot of seniors, so therefore there's a lot of need and demand for healthcare. We need something that diversifies from that. And as a member of the Metro Chamber of Commerce, I was part of some of the meetings, annual meeting and breakouts, where they had identified major areas that Charleston could be very attractive in. And one of those was technology. So, and especially cybersecurity and those aspects of technology. So I asked Amy if she happened to know a particular gentleman, and fast forward, she did. If she didn't, I would have just called him out of the blue. And so I had a meeting with Amy, with Noah Lyesk, the founder of ISHPE, the fastest growing cybersecurity company in our one of the fastest in the country, according to Inc. magazine. And what that led to was a discussion about, why are you here in Mount Pleasant? What is it that you love about Mount Pleasant that made you stay here? Which he does. He loves Mount Pleasant. And what could be synergistic with your business? Fast forward, we discussed the possibility of something down the road, but he didn't have anything specific. And about really 3 weeks later, we ran into each other in front of Belk's Men's Store. It's one of the nice things about being in a small town. You can still run into people pretty quickly. And he said, I've got an idea. So he actually met me down at the Charleston Digital Corridor campus, which is the Pacific Box and Crate location. And if you haven't been there, it's in what they call NOMO. If you haven't been there, it is pretty spectacular. It is very high energy, full of millennials, exactly what a lot of us who have millennial children and would love for them to be able to come back home to work after they finish whatever technical training or college they've gone to, and have a great paying, exciting job. And that campus is overflowing. There are three anchor businesses, and then there are many smaller businesses, and then there's the Harbor Entrepreneur Center. So the three anchors are the key. Can we find such a thing and reproduce this in Mount Pleasant? And I say we can. And so I shared the idea with Chairman Brimmer and with our mayor, and we talked about some of the possibilities, and we're working on this, and it's down the road. It hasn't been made public yet, except that I've been talking about it a lot. And I'll just give you an example about, and we actually might even have someone interested, and we might even have the possibility of some land that would be at a great location. So those are all still being worked on and can't be made public yet. But let's just say this is not just a pie in the sky idea. Now, I bring this up because I think it fits very well in what to do about our business development manager. I think our business development manager, like Amy, needs to be someone who is really focused on Mount Pleasant and who sees the excitement and the fact that, you know, people forget to say, why do people move to Mount Pleasant? We're not just a really pretty, pleasant-looking location. We have the best schools in the entire area, and other than maybe some of the private schools or whatever, but certainly our public schools are something for all of our citizens to be proud of. And that's one of the big drawing cards. So I think we need to focus very much on a development manager who will focus on Mount Pleasant and help us have a more proactive, very, very hands-on approach to economic development. Thank you.
Thank you.
Derek, how many true economic development opportunities do you really think we have in the town of Mount Pleasant?
Businesses existing?
Yeah, I mean, sir. If we talk about the opportunity for economic development, how large do you think it is in Mount Pleasant, given the current environment, et cetera, et cetera?
If I take your question, sir, and sort of the way I interpret it is, how many businesses do we have currently in the community that are that sort of meet that definition and could almost operate anywhere but choose to operate here?
We talk about business development and we talk about true economic development, and I don't think they're synonymous.
Yeah.
And so if we're going to talk business development, which I think is a really good idea, I'm wondering where the fit is for true economic development, and that's my question. You know, when you and I interviewed candidates that we were trying to bring in before, you know, the prevailing perception from outside of the area was there is no economic development here. The reality is, as much as I hate to admit, I've been on this committee now for 13 years, and to the best of my knowledge, we've had one success, and that was GenFAR, and perhaps others that I'm not aware of, but I think it's an opportunity for us to redefine what we want to do, perhaps break what we've been doing. I would think the worst thing that we could do would be to go out and immediately hire an economic development coordinator when we're not sure that we have true economic development opportunities here. You know, you talk about work opportunities. Take WeWork. Are you familiar with WeWork? Which is an awesome opportunity for business development, but I just don't think it's true economic development. I think we have to be very honest about what is the effect of the current impact fee structure. What's your comment on that? What's the true effect of that?
Sir, impact fees are a policy of council. They've been decided upon. There, it's been well documented the reasons for impact fees.
I understand that.
And whether that has a direct correlation with our ability to attract businesses, I think that's a question best left to those business owners.
And by the way, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, but I think these are some very real questions that we need to answer. I mean, I talked to two developers last week, and they said, you know, there is no economic development in Mount Pleasant. So I think what we have to do is look very candidly what our true situation is and what our true end result is that we want to accomplish, and perhaps figure out a different way to get there. Joe's point about buying property, I think, is a good point. You know, and we've had discussions in the past about the possibility of an economic development corporation or an economic development commission that could accept public and private funding and then go out and acquire those properties and then find a business to come in to move there, which I think is an excellent opportunity. We've got limited parcels where we can do that, and it's not going to be cheap, but there are opportunities to do something of that nature as well.
Recently, I had an extensive conference call with Merrill Johnson and Lauren Sims of our office here, and what this Merle Johnson, if you don't know, is the Charleston County Economic Development Manager. It's not his official title, but that's what he does. And it just so happens that when a business puts capital into Mount Pleasant and builds something that can then attract jobs, that combination is extremely powerful. It allows them to qualify for various types of breaks on their taxes all the way up the line and all the way down the line. And that package can be a very attractive way to bring something. So I'm going to use a second example. I do not believe a Mount Pleasant Digital Corridor campus is simply business development. One company would be business development. I believe if we have a whole campus with multiple companies and the equivalent of a harbor entrepreneur as a startup, so you don't want just startups. As Mr. Bustos has explained before, that's not economic development. You don't want just one business. That's not economic development. But when you bring technology as a serious commitment on the part of the town of Mount Pleasant, attracting that or that group, what's going to happen is it's going to create all kinds of little satellites. Everybody, think about Boeing for a second. Did we say that Boeing was just business development, or did we say that they brought the aeronautics industry to Charleston County? They brought the aeronautics industry because once Boeing was here, all of a sudden all the other businesses pre and post production of what Boeing does wanted to be near them, the parts manufacturers, et cetera, et cetera. And what I'm saying is that if we bring technology as a serious effort and then we do the same thing with other industries, I have identified and I'll give you, and you might say, well, where is this going compared to a development director? I'm saying if we just simply have a person, it doesn't have to be hired tomorrow. I agree with Mr. Crosby. You know, this needs to take time. But as far as do we have economic development, sometimes you can have a vicious cycle and sometimes you can have a virtuous cycle. And right now we have a little bit of a vicious cycle because with our high impact fees that just went to the maximum level, as Mr. Crosby points out, we're hearing from a lot of people, Mount Pleasant is closed for business. They don't really want to bring more businesses and they want to stifle all of that. I don't believe that's true. I just think that the messaging hasn't been as clear, and I think we can actually start a virtuous cycle, which is if we can get a couple companies to come in places where impact fees may or may not even apply. One of the places I'm looking at very hard and talking to a major entrepreneur who already lives in Mount Pleasant is a whole new industry for our area that wouldn't involve impact fees. Point being, if we can start the ball rolling, then we can come back with the numbers. I'm also on the Finance Committee, and Chairman O'Rourke and I have talked about this. We can come back with the numbers and demonstrate that you get a whole lot of long-term money to pay for maintenance, to fix drainage, to fix roads, to expand what we need to expand in infrastructure, and yes, even to build schools from time to time. We can have that more if we have great industries here.
Mr. Bustos.
Thank you. I think the real crux of this is we need to define what economic development really is. Yeah, we've seen in years before where if someone was opening a fast food place, everyone would say, hallelujah, that's economic development, and that's not. Probably the best way I've heard it described, it's like four guys playing poker, and the money's moving around the table, but that's not economic development. It's not till you get that fifth guy to come in to join the card game and bring some new money that it's actually economic development. So unless we get companies who come here and bring money into the town from outside, that's economic development. If we're just moving money around within the town, that's not economic development. And the idea about impact fees, Clay, y'all have impact fees?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I don't know that you can just run through the water department willy-nilly. They couldn't provide the infrastructure that they need to provide, and we couldn't provide the infrastructure that we have to provide if we just said Mount Pleasant's on sale today, no impact fees. I don't think that would have much of a consequence in the town. But we have to have money, and we have to get it somewhere. None of these things happen for free. But I think until we go out, and again, I use the idea of having the town investing in some property or a building, and Jen Farr was, boy, that was a struggle through Jen Farr, and it never really happened. And all we have to show in the town now is an old building outside of Oakland Market, and that's it. So I think the only way to get a handle on it is go out and control a piece of real estate, piece of property, an industrial site. We can control it, then we can go out and have someone who can go out and entice a company who will bring that money from without into the town. Then we'll have economic development and not before.
Well, I'd like to weigh in here and talk directly to the question at hand, which is the position, what we're doing with the position. Economic development has had sort of a very uneven history here in Mount Pleasant over the years, and it really has never found its footing, in my opinion. So, and now, I agree with what Rick said in terms of, how many real opportunities do we have in the town at this point? And even with those opportunities, I think the window is fairly narrow in terms of what we're trying to look at. So it's not like we're Berkeley County that has tracts and tracts and tracts of land, huge land, where we can just go out there and start marketing things and build buildings and put in infrastructure. We're just not that. And I think any economic development that we do here in the town, we are competing against other municipalities in the region here who are better set up for economic development, quite frankly, in terms of land, in terms of cost, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of opportunities. So what we can do here, I think, is fairly limited, although there are some opportunities, as Kathy has mentioned. So for the position, I'm of the thought today that kind of economic development for the town might be better performed by our regional partners and allowing this position to focus more on Mount Pleasant businesses and smaller opportunities and being that liaison with the county, because the county actually has experts in economic development. These are what these folks do. And it would be nice for the town, I think, to have a liaison in this position to work directly with them so that there is a smooth transition of effort from the county to the municipal level. But to have a position here in town that is economic development, I don't know that we've ever had a lot of success with that. And I'm not sure we're in a better position today than we were 10 years ago. We're probably in a worse position to have those kind of activities going on. So, Eric, I would suggest, my opinion would be to maybe rewrite this job description to be focused more on town efforts and business development with that piece to liaison with county and regional economic development people to carry out some of the things that y'all have mentioned, quite frankly, some of the strategies. But I don't think those strategies should be focused in the town at this point, because I just don't know that we're set up to be the most effective at that when there are other people in the region who are better at those sort of activities. So that's kind of where I am at this point. I don't know what y'all either agree with that or don't, but.
Well, I, if I may, I agree with your comments about incorporating to a better extent our regional partners. Joe, I think with respect to the economic, I mean, with respect to impact fees, totally understand that. And from a business perspective, I appreciate what the town has done there because I understand the diversity, the need for diversity relative to income. So I wasn't saying that was a bad thing. But my only point is that that's the reality of where we are today as a town. We've got impact fees. We've got other folks that we can call on from a regional standpoint that may be able to assist us. We've got some business development opportunities. It would seem to me before anybody is hired that we would come up perhaps with a new strategic plan based upon where we are today and where we want to go given the current environment, because the current environment is not the same that it's been for the past 10 to 12 years as we've had these discussions over and over again. We keep talking about the need to diversify income, and we want it to come from economic development, but the sad reality is that it hasn't. So if we understand what's happened in the past and try and learn from that and take advantage of the existing opportunities and the existing environment today, I think we can probably formulate a new plan and a better plan that would more aptly accommodate our needs today.
And the only place that I diverge from you, Rick, in that comment is that I think it's probably beneficial for us to hire somebody to help us create that plan and to establish that, as opposed to waiting until a plan is done. But otherwise, I'm kind of on board with
the only thing I would say, though, is I don't know that we would want to advertise and promote that position as an economic development coordinator.
I agree. I'm there.
And I'd like to chime in on that. I definitely agree that Amy's role as a business development manager was she played an extremely important role. She did a great job in that, and I think we are seeing that perhaps we might want to be more proactive in utilizing the ideas and excitement and enthusiasm she had. Mayor Haney shared the idea about the ribbon cuttings, you know, time put into things that are more business friendly, that maybe we didn't always give as much attention, and so it would be great to share that with the chamber. But the role itself as a business liaison person is a great role. It doesn't mean that we can't have economic development from the larger view, but yes, Amy was the one that introduced me to Merle Johnson. He already is an expert at economic development. That's what he does all day. And what he shared with me was tremendous and will help Mount Pleasant, but we don't need to have someone right here in Town Hall to do that. I'd like to share one more thing. A lot of talk has been said today and at other times, and we really do need to remember government does not create business activity. Business owners who go out and take risk with their own capital, they're the ones that create businesses. They're the ones that do the economic development. I believe our role as a council and as a town is to facilitate entrepreneurs who want to be here, and yes, even whole industries who want to be here. And I'll just say there is another industry that I've already mentioned in the past that has just recently made, both recently and 10 years ago, made the decision to be right here in Mount Pleasant. So we're kind of overlooking some things that are right under our nose as really big opportunities for true economic development, bringing money and jobs from outside our community because people want to live here that happen to be CEOs and founders of companies. So, yes, I'd love to see us do business development as the main role.
I would just one last thing say that, you know, we've had Sam Skarden here from one region. We've had Steve Dykes from the county. There probably are bigger picture economic development folks that we could and organizations that we could use to leverage our efforts. So I don't know that we need to duplicate all that. You know, someone to liaise with them, okay, but I don't think we need to all have an economic development person.
Mr. DeMora, it sounds like the committee is fairly in agreement with with our thoughts about the position. Does that give you some direction in terms of moving forward?
Yes, thank you.
That's the last agenda item for us. Any other comments before we adjourn? Thank you all very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.